This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times evening briefing on Monday the 15th of April. Rishi Sunak has told MPs he'll be speaking to Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu later to express our solidarity after the missile and drone attack by Iran on Saturday. The Prime Minister says he wants to discuss how we can prevent further escalation in the region. Iran and its proxy groups fired 350 missiles and drones, but Israel's air defences and international support intercepted most of them.
I can confirm our forces destroyed a number of Iranian drones. We also provided important intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance support for our partners. Mr. Speaker, our pilots put themselves in harm's way to protect the innocent and preserve peace and stability. I spoke to the RAF earlier today. They are the best of the best, and I know the whole House will join me in expressing our gratitude.
Meanwhile, four Israeli soldiers have been wounded in an explosion inside Lebanon. Zach Anders is a correspondent reporting on the Israel-Lebanon border.
It's the first time in the last 6 months since the Israel-Hamas conflict that we've seen an official confirmation that the Israeli troops went inside Lebanon. I don't know that it hasn't happened before, but it's the first time that we're hearing about this, and that's a serious moment here, and the tensions have been incredibly high to begin with. So,
Donald Trump has become the first former U.S. president to stand criminal trial, branding the case an assault on America as he spoke outside the court in Manhattan. He's accused of paying hush money to the porn actress Stormy Daniels to cover up their alleged affair, and is accused of falsifying business records. He denies the charges. Donald Trump's former White House communications director is Anthony Scaramucci.
I think it's a very high likelihood he gets convicted in the case. And then the issue will be, what's the sentence and will there be jail terms or things like that? He's the former president, so likely not. But he's not fighting for anybody other than himself.
Liz Truss has refused to rule out running for leader of the Conservative Party again. The Tory former Prime Minister claims she has unfinished business at the top of politics. Speaking to The Sun's online show Never Mind the Ballots, she's also revealed the late Queen's final words to her at Balmoral.
She talked a lot about all of the issues that were going on, all of the issues in the PM's inbox. She was amazingly across absolutely everything that was going on. And when our meeting ended and she said, I'll see you again next week, you know, absolutely thought that would happen.
Former England and Kent cricketer Derek Underwood, the country's most prolific spin bowler, has died at the age of 78. Nicknamed Deadly, he took 297 wickets in 86 appearances for his country in the long format. And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.